Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition, live from the Waukesha, easy for me to say, County Fairgrounds. Dominic, we're here for a Donald Trump rally, and the Trump-endorsed Tim Michaels, gubernatorial candidate, a fired-up Tim Michaels on the stage. You want to listen in?
We're here, may as well.
He's all fired up.
So I went to college up in Green Bay, St. Norbert College, and I got into ROTC. When I graduated, I was commissioned as a second lieutenant in the infantry in the United States Army. And like I do everything in life, I went all in. I went to airborne school, paratrooper school, ranger school, air assault school, jungle warfare school, low intensity conflict school. And after 12 years, I got out at the rank of major. A lot of hard days and a lot of hard nights over those 12 years. And all you veterans out there know what I'm talking about. How many veterans out there? Stand up, all you veterans. Thank you for your service.
Who already stood up for Adam Steen? Sorry, I'm going to sit, sir. But I appreciate the acknowledgement.
Rangers lead the way.
Hoo-wah.
God has blessed America. Look at all those people that stood up. A lot of hard days and a lot of hard nights like I had in my 12 years. But I'll tell you, the greatest honor I had in my 12 years of service
being endorsed
was
by
being
Trump?
The commanding officer of the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier at Arlington National Cemetery.
Kissing Trump's ring? Going to Mar-a-Lago to kiss Trump's ass?
So I got out of the Army, brought my new bride, Barbara, back. We moved to Oconomowoc, just about 20 minutes west of here. Rejoined the family business, the one where I started filling those pea gravel bags. Unfortunately, a year later, my dad passed away, founder of the company. Dad started that company in 1960. He was the boss, he was the foreman, he had four employees, and my mom drove the dump truck. I'm telling you, she could work a mean stick shift. Dad passed away, we had a few hundred employees. Today at Michaels Corporation, we employ over 8,000 people.
Lots of government contracts. Yo, socialism.
Great family-supporting jobs. The average pay, the average wage for a laborer at Michaels Corporation is $97,000 a year.
Should get us a job there at Michael's.
With great health care and great benefits. We know that if you take care of people, great things will happen. And that's what I'm going to do as governor of Wisconsin. I'm going to take care of the people of this state.
It's going to take care of us. We'll take care of you, Curdy. Leave the gun, take the cannolis.
What do you do with these 8,000 employees? We build energy infrastructure. We keep the lights on. We put power lines up and big pipelines. Like the Keystone Pipeline.
In Jeff fact, comments.
On inauguration day,
love women who know
Joe Biden gets sworn in. What's the first thing he does? He signs an executive order canceling the Keystone Pipeline. That night,
he decided he was going to run for governor because he was getting paid on that Keystone Pipeline.
That night, Joe Biden is dancing at his inaugural ball. We had to lay off 700 hard-working men and women.
Had to?
What did you think was going to happen?
Chose to?
Well, you know, bottom lines are important, Dom.
$4-5 gas, $6-7 diesel, driving up the cost of everything. Inflation was so predictable, but he didn't care, because all he wanted to do was please his environmental zealot supporters.
God,
didn't care about the people that were going to go to the pump. Doesn't care about you. We need to have proven executive leadership in government, and that's what I'm going to do here in Wisconsin.
Why is he yelling at us?
Because he really means it.
So President Trump.
Ex-President Trump.
He and I met down at Mar-a-Lago. It was supposed to be a 20-minute meeting. It lasted an hour and 15 minutes.
He ranted about,
we talked about the governor's race.
Kid going to problem.
We talked about politics. We spent a lot of time talking about building things. I am here to tell you how sharp that man's mind is. He asked me questions like, Tim, why do sometimes you build two 30-inch pipelines next to each other, and why not just build one 42-inch pipeline instead? Do you remember pi back in school, 3.14? It's what you use to determine the volume of product.
Tim, we don't do math on the radio.
President Trump was doing this in his head. By the way, the answer is one 42-inch pipeline carries about the same amount of product as two 30-inch. But he knew that in his head. He asked me questions like, how do you build a subway tunnel
80
feet under the streets of Manhattan in New York? How does a tunnel boring machine work? I'll tell you what, we hit it off fabulously.
I had a boss like that.
He's a builder. I'm a builder. He's an outsider. I'm an outsider.
He's
a businessman. I'm a businessman. That's why he said, Tim, I'm going to endorse you.
I thought that was all about the Clayfish kid going to prom with Hagedorn's kid. A lot of thumbs up from Tim Michaels.
One quick little story. I'm going to share a little insight.
Daughter
Sophie, I said she's always with me on the campaign trail, right?
And she has my phone
all the time. They don't
prom with any of Hagedorn's kids.
Sophie, I gave a speech to a group of business leaders in downtown Milwaukee. They're very concerned about the direction of Milwaukee. Crime is running rampant. Education is atrocious.
You think it's bad now? Wait till the RNC gets here.
You're going to be the man that can get Milwaukee headed in the right direction. But anyhow, I walk over by Sophie, and she has my phone. President Trump doesn't know I have his caller ID, so don't tell him, all right? Sophie holds up my phone. She goes, Dad, it's President Trump. So I answer, hello, it's Tim.
Tim, this is Donald Trump. I'm going to endorse you because you're a winner and I'm a winner and I want to win. And you're a businessman. That's my President Trump imitation. So
that was pretty bad.
Not great.
He's not mocking enough.
You're a winner. I'm a winner.
We're all going to win. It was a great moment, but it hasn't changed a single thing that we've been doing. We've been mission focused from day one, and that's why we've been surging. The endorsement of President Trump, we just kept moving forward. It's been a great, tremendous boost to our campaign, a great endorsement of the enthusiasm that we have, but we're mission-focused. And then Governor Tommy Thompson endorses me after that. Great endorsement from a great unifier, four times elected governor of Wisconsin. We didn't change a single thing that we're doing there either. Proud to have the endorsement of Governor Thompson as well. But despite everything, what the polls say, and they're really good, by the way, it's the anecdotal evidence that I get everywhere I go. People are coming up to me and they're saying, Tim, thank you for running. I've been waiting for someone that's not a career politician. I've been waiting for a businessman, an outsider, a veteran. That's what we need more in government. That's the way our founding fathers intended it to be.
So he ran 18 years ago
back in the day,
and got 45%.
Candlestick maker.
He never really went away, right?
Stayed in the legislature, served for a couple terms, and then go back and let somebody else do it.
Tim Michaels, gubernatorial candidate.
So what am I going to do when I'm governor? The very first thing, my number one priority, is election integrity.
Of course.
You would fill out the parking lot.
I'm going to get rid of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. It should have been done a long time ago by my predecessor.
And what are you going to do then?
Well, he's going to do congressional
district. When I took that oath of office, I swear to uphold and defend the Constitution.
Great idea.
That was not a 12-year commitment or a 4-year commitment or a 6-year commitment. As you veterans know, that's a lifelong commitment. I'm going to get election integrity back here in Wisconsin. We are going to stop the Zuckerbucks, out-of-state billionaires coming into the state and taking control of our election process.
Wait, aren't you an out-of-state billionaire?
Nearly a billionaire. He's got 8,000 employees. That's quite a few. They pay each one on, 92
grand? I'm going to stop the ballot harvesting. I'm going to make sure
is there ballot harvesting?
That this indefinitely confined status stops.
I don't
just
know.
Just because you may have had COVID 2 years ago doesn't mean that you should get a ballot. In some cases, I've heard multiple ballots mailed to you for the rest of your life.
Multiple
I've ballots. United States of America.
I've heard
you
that
need to show an ID
show?
To get on an airplane. You need to show an ID to buy liquor. Your ballot is sacred, and you can buy. You can show an ID to get your ballot once again.
So how should my mother vote if she's unable to leave the facility she's
just
in?
Just disenfranchise her.
Oh, okay, just to hell with
it. I take that oath right now before you again. I swear to uphold and defend the Constitution. If we don't have fair and transparent elections, our entire constitutional system comes crumbling down. This is the United States of America.
No, this is an indictment of the United States of America.
It's not some
I'm not
going to
stand here.
We should not even be having this conversation
it's
21 months
house.
After the election. Was it rigged? Was it fixed?
Right,
I'm
we shouldn't.
Stop it.
Really? What
was
are you going to do?
Was it fixed?
You going to stuff a sock in Trump's mouth, dude? Because that's where it's coming from.
People want to know.
And Janelle Branjan and all the other maggots out there. So if we win, we'll stop complaining about the election integrity. But if we lose... Well, then it's rigged.
There's chanting USA down. You're being unpatriotic.
Am I?
America.
My number two priority is to reduce crime. Crime is at a 30-year high in Wisconsin. Murder, assault, violent crime at a 30-year high. And most of it happened in the last 2 years. Why? I believe it's a byproduct of the Defund the Police movement.
Thank God.
How did we get to this point in America where less police is better? Where police are bad?
Well, I think you've had enough of Tim Michaels for a while. He's quite fired up. He's yelling into that microphone, Dom. I do that occasionally. I get fired up on a Friday. It's nearly the weekend, man. So we'll come back. We're doing a live special event. Donald Trump rally, Waukesha County Fairgrounds, I guess we're at. We'll come back. Maybe we'll take your calls. Maybe. Unless, of course, your name's CJ. 844-967-2789. We'll take you up to the live Trump speech right here on the Shaw 540 AM 101 FM Devil Radio Network. Bull Falls Radio 1230 AM. Live at Trump and Bob Chuck Helmuth.